in my tummy, and I feel like loving.
Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of Caro, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the Caro Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the Caro Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of Caro history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the Caro Historical Society at carohistsociety@yahoo.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to the Irish Music Show. My name is Tony Fallon, and for the next 2 hours we'll be here, well, almost 2 hours, we'll be here with some good Irish music and a little bit of country at the end of the show. We started off there with Foster and Allen, the magic fingers of Mick Foster and Tony Allen on the banjo, I guess. And we had a selection of reels there, Sally Gardens, The Silver Spear and Miss McLeod's. I have that record for about 39 years and I have played it so many times, I have no idea how many times I've played it. And I heard a little scratch there and I also heard it stuck in the groove. I doubt if that record is available anymore. But it's great music and I'm sure that they're also on YouTube. We'll be able to pick them up there. But anyway, welcome and good evening. My name is Tony Fallon. We're broadcasting from Acre in the Catskill Mountains out in New York. And this program, of course, will be heard on Ross FM on Tuesday evening, and thank you for joining us over there. And we've gotten great response from it so far, and we're glad that nobody has burned down the station or anything. Just joking. So anyway, we have plenty of music, and we'll try and play some music that you would normally not hear on Irish radio here. And one of them is from the north of Ireland by a group called Blackthorn, and it's a song called "The Men from the Daily Mail." And the story or the song took place sometime during the Troubles in the north of Ireland. And they had a guy there from the Daily Mail, who I'm assuming is an English newspaper. And he was sending back a report about what was happening in the north of Ireland. And listen till you hear this.
Oh, now Ireland is a very funny place, sir. It's a strange and a troubled land. And the Irish are a bloody funny race, sir. Every girl's in the common man. Every doggie has a tri-coloured ribbon tied firmly to his tail. And it wouldn't be surprising if there'd be another rising, said the man from the Daily Mail. Every bird upon my word is singing trouble. I'm a rebel. Every hen and jade is laying hand grenades over there, sir. I declare, sir. And every cock in the farmyard stock grows a triumph for the Gael. And it wouldn't be surprising if there'd be another rising, said the man from the Daily Mail. Well, the other day I ventured down to Clare, sir, and I spied in an old boreen. Such a squad of writing busy ganders there, sir, dressed in orange, white and green. They marched to the German goose step, and they whistled Granuel. And I'm shaking in my shoes as I'm sending out the news, said the man from the Daily Mail. Every bird upon my word is singing trouble. I'm a rebel. Every hen and jade is laying hand grenades over there, sir. I declare, sir. And every cock in the farmyard stock crows a triumph for the Gael. And it wouldn't be surprising if there'd be another rising, said the man from the Daily Mail. Well, the whole place is seething with sedition. It's Sinn Féin through and through. All the powers, they are joining local units, and the password Sinn Féin too. Every doggie has a tricolored ribbon tied firmly to his tail. And it wouldn't be surprising if there'd be another rising, said the man from the Daily Mail. Every bird upon my word is singing trouble. I'm a rebel. Every hen and jade is laying hand grenades over there, sir. I declare, sir. And every cock in the farmyard stock crows a triumph for the Gael. And it wouldn't be surprising if there'd be another rising, said the man from the Daily Mail. Every bird upon my word is singing trouble. I'm a rebel. Every hen and jade is laying hand grenades over there, sir. I declare, sir. And every cock in the farmyard stock crows a triumph for the Gael. And it wouldn't be surprising if there'd be another rising, said the man from the Daily Mail.
Wouldn't be surprising if there'd be another rising, and the one on already. Well, you're tuned to radio station WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Tony Fallon, and we're here in the studio in Acre. If you're passing by, drop in. We're on Route 23 as you come up the mountain, 5662. And if you're coming in, bring a cup of tea with you. And we have plenty of music. Great stuff here tonight. I had this program planned out what I was going to play tonight. And there's one item that I may not be able to play at all. I had been looking for a record for 38 years called The Roving Irish, and I got it. It's called A Chronicle of the Irish Abroad by Tom McCuick. It was put out in Dublin in 1974, and it literally had vanished off the face of the earth. Couldn't find it anywhere, tried it everywhere, and eventually we found it in Russia. Can you believe we found it in Moscow? And the airmailed it to us over here, charged us $25 to airmail. It took, it must be real slow mail because it took about 2.5 weeks to get from Moscow to New York. But we have it, and I may not even play it tonight, but if I don't play it tonight, I will play it definitely next week. We have so much things to play tonight. Different things that came up during the week. And we'll see what happened. The record is long. That's why I may not play it tonight. It goes about 40 minutes and it's one track. And it's all about the Irish and the wars they fought and where they went, where they emigrated to all over the years. So let's plan on maybe next week we'll hear it and you can look forward to it. This is something you just got to sit down and listen to. I mean, the Irish here in America are so proud of this particular record. And they're proud of all the things they've accomplished, all the things they've done over the years. So we'll continue with what we have set up for you. And this is a song here called The Road to Kildare. And the main singer, one of the singers on it, is Mary Gibbons. Mary Gibbons went to school in Lanesboro, and she's from just between Roscommon and Lanesboro somewhere she lives. And this is called The Road to Kildare.
Johnny was born in a mansion down in the county of Clare. Rosie was born by roadside somewhere in County Kildare. Destiny brought them together on the road near Killardlin one day. Neath her bright pretty shawl she was singing, she stole his young heart away.
For she said, meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill, let us be married tomorrow, please that you whisper I will. He'd be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare.
Think of the parents who reared you, think of the family name. How can you marry a gypsy? Oh, what a terrible shame. Parents and friends, stop your pleading, don't worry about my affairs, for I've fallen in love with a gypsy who was reared on the road to Kildare.
Or she said, meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill, let us be married tomorrow, please that you whisper I will. He'd be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare.
Johnny went down from his mansion just as the sun had gone down, turning his back on his kinfolk, likewise his dear native town. Facing the roads of old Ireland with a gypsy he loved so sincere. As he came to the light of the campfire, these are the words he did hear.
Meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill, let us be married tomorrow, please let you whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking, who cares if they all stop and stare. He'd be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. For she said, meet me tonight by the campfire. Come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow. Please let your whisper, I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if we all stop and stare? He'd be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. He'd be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare.
Much have I traveled, oh, many sights I have seen. Since I left my home in that island of green, from London to Boston, wherever I roam, I long to return to my old Sligo home. How joyful that good day that we all spent, as I walked by Glencar, so happy and content, in Hazelwood Meadows I oft walked alone. Mid the scenes of contentment near my old Sligo home, where the bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. I'll change it all, nevermore I'd roam, to take the road westward to my old Sligo home. To see Great Benburben and the high mountain array, and the sun reclining o'er sweet Sligo Bay. The Gare of Oak River flows out to the foam, amidst the green hillsides near my old Sligo home. Farewell to that old home and the kind folks I knew. Every song a story with hearts kind and true. Someday I'll wander back home across the foam, and take the road westward to my old Sligo home, where the bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. I'd change it all, nevermore I'd roam, to take the road westward to my own Sligo home.
John Flood there with My Old Sligo Home. Well, I have something to say here about my mother had two birthdays. She official, as far as we knew, her birthday was All Saints Day. But actually, we found out later that she was born on Christmas Day. And her parents never told her she was born on Christmas Day. They told her she was born on All Saints Day. That way she would have a day where everybody wasn't celebrating something else. Also, she was well known for bingo. And when I mentioned bingo, I'm sure anybody who remembers her remembers that she was very, very lucky at bingo. And I'm sure if she was alive today, she'd be very happy with the fact that her son is carrying on the same tradition in New York, because I love bingo. And I wrote a poem about it the other day. I was there on Wednesday night, and this is the poem I wrote when I came home. I said, what I do almost every Wednesday night is not very mysterious. I go to bingo in Catskill, and I take it very serious. I am reasonably lucky at it, and I make enough to be content, often enough to buy gas and food, but not enough to pay the rent. I only buy one book of games, which other players seem to resent. Some of them buy multiple books. That is how their money is spent. They have them spread all over the table with their hand in motion. How they can mark all the numbers on these cards, I haven't got a notion. I would have to assume with all those extra books, they often lose a hand. That they can mark so many books each week, I just don't understand. They also have a raffle there each night where you have to pick a queen. I was convinced I was going to pick her on the night of Halloween. Well, I didn't cash in last night, but I don't mind another week waiting. I did cover my expenses by then, and the pot keeps accumulating. Next week, the queen will be worth a bit over 5,000, a fair bit of loot. At my age, I would not mind winning it. It would be my golden parachute. In some games, if you mark X or a T, they consider you the champ. Other times, if you get four together in a corner, they consider that a stamp. All games are worth $40, $50 or $60 unless you have to share. In the final game before the break, you can win money with one unmarked square. At least three or four times, I needed one number to complete one line. One time, they called 10 different numbers, but not my G49. If your last number is called, you must immediately shout bingo and cash in. There are few sentimental bingo players. There is no room for compassion. The final game was for 180. They always keep the best until last. The money was guaranteed, and I had won it a few times in the past. With 56 numbers called and needing three, I can't calculate the odds. But when you are playing bingo, you are at the mercy of hard-hearted gods. But the number 26, 20 and 21 all came in a row. I won, and while I had to share it with another, I still got half the dough. And now we'll play a song by Foster and Allen called My Mother's Home.
I stood and watched the lights of London shining on the misty foam. It was those lights that first enticed me, for to leave my mother's home. Oh, mother, mother, please forgive me. Let me rest my head once more. Although you've turned me from your bosom, please don't turn me from your door. Although my clothes are torn and tattered, still they'll keep my baby warm. I'm going home to the ones who love me, where once I had a happy home. Oh, mother, mother, please forgive me. Let me rest my head once more. Although you've turned me from your bosom, please don't turn me from your door.
Foster and Allen there on the Irish program here on radio station WGXC, and also repeated at Ross FM in Roscommon in Ireland on Tuesday afternoon, which I'm so happy about. Well, there's a singer out here called Dermot Henry who actually came from Sligo, and some of the old timers on both sides of the Atlantic will remember him from the late 60s, early 70s. He was singing in Ireland. He had his own band, and the first five he ever made in Ireland became number one hits, knocking out the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley, Jim Reeves, people like that, and famous people all over the world. And he had the top number one song for 5 times in a row. And then he packed it all up and came to America. And he has since been an entertaining year. And he has made records. He has written incredible music, absolutely incredible songs. And he will go down in history. People will be singing his songs long after we're all dead. Songs like The Green Hills of Sligo, The Village of Esty, What Ireland Means to Me, and numerous other ones. Well, he has come out with a new song. He has not recorded anything in 30 years. And I have been given permission to play this tonight. This is the first song he has recorded in about 30 years, and it has not hit the streets yet, so pay attention.
Let me take you back in time to the spring of 69. 18 summers I had seen, and youth was in its prime. School life never seemed to do. I thought I'd sing a song or two. So I said goodbye to learning, and I left it all behind. I bought myself an old guitar. I dreamed I'd be a superstar. I signed up with an agent, and he made my dreams come true. I was swimming with the tide. People knew me nationwide. Far off hills, always green, and skies were always blue. Sailing on my ship of dreams, I thought the sun was rising just for me. Ah, but still, I often thought of closing all the doors. But the minstrel man will always long for more. In the shadow of a singer and his song still follows me. Agents promised me rose gardens, but soon the good times turned to hard ones. Upon reflection, I began to read between the lines. 10 years singing for the people, from young and strong to old and feeble. While he was making dollars, I was only making dimes. Sailing on my ship of dreams, I thought the sun was rising just for me. Ah, but still, I often thought of closing all the doors. But the minstrel man always longed for shadow of a singer and his song still follows me. Now sometimes when my heart is hurting, I wish someone would pull the curtain. Then I think of all the joy that's down the slum and wind and road. In the end, it's all worthwhile when I see a tear turn to a smile, and the people given back to me much more than I am owed. Sailing on my ship of dreams, I thought the sun was rising just for me. And still, I often thought of closing all the doors, but the minstrel man always longs for more. In the shadow of a singer and his song still follows me. Shadow of a singer and his song still follows me.
I want to thank Sean Rowan for recording. Actually, Sean recorded that last night while Dermot was singing, and they gave me permission to play it here. I've known Dermot forever, like for 40 years, and he's the nicest guy you can imagine. He does two or three shows a year, and if he ever decides to come back full-time, he can make a fortune, because everybody wants to hear him singing. Everybody wants to hear his songs, and we all try and encourage him to come back again. But he has a full-time job down in New York, and he's happy. And if you listen to the words of the song there, it's sad because, the song is all about himself. And we wish him well, and it was great talking to him last night. And there is a page on Facebook about him, and I've done a program here about him before. And last night they allowed me to read the poem that I wrote about him, which he had never heard, and he was crazy about it. I mean, the way he was thanking me, I think he had won the lottery. And incidentally, many years ago, he was the handsome young man that used to be on Channel 7 picking the numbers at night, Dermot Henry. So he's had a great career in Ireland and in America. So thank you, Dermot, again. And we'll play one of his other songs during the show as we go on. You're tuned to radio station WGXE, and on Tuesday you'll be listening to Ross FM. And I hope you're enjoying the program. And if you're in New York, we're at 518-622-2598. And as I said before, I have this record which I needed 40 minutes to play. And with all the other things that were going on, there's no way I could get it in 40 minutes before we make our break. And I didn't want to break the program. So we will decide to do it next week then. Meanwhile, we have plenty of other music here for you. And the next one up is Richie O'Shea and Frank Keegan. Richie O'Shea is American with a great Irish background, and Frank Keegan, of course, is from Ireland. And they sing a song here called The Three Pubs in Bohola, I think. Is it three? Yeah? No, I think it's only two. I think it's only two now, but there used to be three.
I'm living here in London, and I cross the Irish Sea. I travel down to Dublin with the good old CIE, to the Midlands and Roscommon with Mayo on my mind. I dream of lovely Mary, the girl I left behind. There's three pubs in Bohola, as everybody knows, McDonough's, Clocks and Roaches, where the crackpipe money flows. She lovely Mary's here with me, nevermore will roam. Mayo, how I love you, Bohola, my dear home. Three years ago I left it on a lonely winter's night,
in the village of Bohola, that moon is shining bright. Till lonely hearts are broken and the tears they fell like rain. Now I'm back in Mayo, Bohola once again. There's three pubs in Bohola, as everybody knows. McDonough's, Clark's and Roach's, where the crack night money flows. She lovely Mary's here with me, and evermore will roam. Mayo, how I love you, Bohola, my dear home. Far cry from the hustle of a busy London life, but I could never go back to all that crazy strife. Bohola hasn't changed at all the time I've been away. Now I'm back with Mary and I'll never more will stray. There's three pubs in Bohola, as everybody knows. McDonough's, Clark's and Roach's, where the crack night money flows. She lovely Mary's here with me, evermore will roam. Mayo, how I love you, Bohola, my dear home. There's three pubs in Bohola, as everybody knows. McDonough's, Clark's and Roach's, where the crack night money flows. Your lovely Mary's here with me, evermore will roam. Mayo, how I love you, Bohola, my dear home. Mayo, how I love you, Bohola, my dear home.
Richie O'Shea of the Richie O'Shea and Frank Keegan Band. Richie passed away a couple of years ago and Frank is still going strong. And was in the Catskills 2 weeks ago performing a one-man band. And he had the people jumping all over the place. So there we had Richie O'Shea. Richie O'Shea, he sang the song One Day at a Time. And people in America, it became so popular with him that people in America thought One Day at a Time was the Irish national anthem. Well, we'll go back to Mary Gibbons again, and this time she's going to sing a country song for us called The Deepening Snow, which we don't want to think about because the weather is so bad here. We've had rain every day. So we're happy it wasn't snowing.
It's snowing out there in the Dolomites. I've sat here and watched it all night. The kids will be thrilled when they waken and look at the fields deep and wide. For the snow makes me think of my darling, for he's hid in the snow and the cold. Now he lies in a grave there in Ireland with a headstone that's just 1 year old. Won't you please let the winter go quick, Lord, so the flowers around him can grow. For I can't stand the thoughts of my darling out there in the deepening snow. On my knee now, saying, Mommy, what causes the snow? Then I tell of his wonderful daddy, who cares for us all here below. Then I hold him so close and I kiss him, and he kissing back doesn't know that the kiss, it was meant for his daddy out there in the deepening snow. Won't you please let the winter go quick, Lord, so the flowers around him can grow. For I can't stand the thoughts of my darling out there in the deepening snow. Won't you please let the winter go quick, Lord,
Mary Gibbons there from, well, I don't know exactly where she comes from, but I do know she went to school in Lanesborough, so she's quite near there in that area. And has a band out here for many, many, many years, and is the lead singer on the band. And when she comes up to the Catskills here, she packs the Blackthorn once or twice a year. But she mostly sings down in New York and Long Island. So there we go. And that's her CD. Called Mary G and the Shamrocks. Well, so you're tuned to radio station WGXC. Our phone number is 518-622-2598. And if you're listening in, we are heard on the internet, and you can tell if you're calling your friends down in Florida or anywhere. And I know we have a bunch of people down in Florida who are here during the summer, and I hope you're enjoying the fine weather down there. We are getting loads and loads of rain up here. Torrential downpours day and night, and my basement is all flooded. Pumps were going all day today, and I think they finally stopped around 6:30 this evening. So we're certainly glad that the weather wasn't 20 or 30 degrees colder in the last month or so, or we'd have snow up to the rooftops with all the rain we've gotten. Okay, so let's get on. Again, our phone number is 518-622-2598. If you have dedications or requests, or you want to send messages to somebody, you can call us. We're going to go to... we're putting on a song that is quite appropriate for the time of the year, because we still have leaves on the trees, but the wind that was out yesterday took quite a few of them away. This song here is done by Sandy Kelly and Hal Ketchum, and it's I don't know where they play in Ireland, but it's on a CD from Ireland called The Shamrock Connection, and the song is called When the Leaves Turn to Brown.
It's gonna be a cold, lonely winter, 'cause all summer long I got no heat from you. And if your love goes down to zero by September, by the time the leaves are brown, I'll be blue.
Now this love became the blossom in the springtime, like the flowers and the trees are strong and new. But flowers always die in the winter. By the time the leaves are brown, I'll be blue.
I tried so hard to keep that spark burning, to kindle up the flame that we once knew.
But I know the love we had won't be returning. By the time the leaves are brown, I'll be blue.
So hard to keep that spark burning, to kindle up the flame that we once knew.
But I know the love we had won't be returning, and by the time the leaves are brown, I'll be blue.
I thought that we might make it to December, and that Christmas time might help to pull us through. But I know that won't make it to November. By the time the leaves are brown, I'll be blue.
Oh, I've tried so hard to keep that spark burning, to kindle up the flame that we once knew.
But I know the love we had won't be returning. By the time the leaves are brown, I'll be blue.
By the time the leaves are brown,
well, anybody who's old enough to remember the dancehall scene in New York in the late 60s, early 70s, and I'm sure back in the 50s as well, They was dance halls in the Bronx, in Queens, a couple in the Bronx, and in Queens, and of course in Manhattan. And one of the groups at that particular time was called the High Spots. Well, when the dance hall craze died away, they all went away and went back to their regular jobs. But they brought the man back again, and they were around for a couple of years again after that. Unfortunately, the singer Maura Fogarty passed away at a very young age. It shocked everybody about it, that she passed away so young. And she had a great voice. And I'm not sure if she's singing on it here or not, but the song that they're singing on this particular one is called The Galty Mountain Boy.
I joined the flying column in 1960 in Cork with Sean Moylan, Tipperary with Dan Breen. I'm arrested by free staters and sentenced for to die. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We went across the valleys and over the hilltops green, where we met with Denny Lacey, Sean Hogan and Dan Breen, Sean Moylan and his gallant men. They kept the flag flying high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We trekked the Wicklow Mountains, we were rebels all the run. Through hunting night and mornings, we were outlaws but free men. We roamed the Dublin Mountains as the sun was shining high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. Oh, I'll bid farewell to old Clonmel I nevermore will see, and to the Galty Mountains that all time sheltered me. The man the Galty Mountain Boy. May the cause be ne'er forgotten, said the Galty Mountain Boy.
How about that for a voice? Maura Fogarty, the late Maura Fogarty, I have to say, unfortunately. I met her many, many times, and she was an incredible, great singer, and she was on my show many times as well. But only the good die young, as they say. Well, here's an unusual one. This is Tony DeMarco, who is of Irish and Italian descent and is a great fiddle player.
Thank you.
had Tony DeMarco. They called him the Sligo, Indian. No, that was the name of a CD he put out. But he's he has Sligo connections, and he's a very well liked player. He always sits in with when there's groups up here in the Catskills, and he's always here teaching and playing during the summer. Tony DeMarco. And you are tuned to radio station WGXC 90.7 FM here in the Catskill Mountains in New York, and it will be rebroadcast on Tuesday afternoon on Ross FM. Well, we promised that we'd have sports results as often as we could, and now in Ireland the club championships are on. And here are the results. And this happens to be the first one up. I didn't pick it because of who was playing. So the first one up was Clonegale of Roscommon, 115. Tyrconnell Gales of London, 110. So Clonegale is on to the next. Ballintubber Mio beat Tuirlestrain Sligo 6-5. That is unbelievable. Whole game, 6-5. In Munster, Dr. Crokes of Kerry beat Moyle Rovers of Tipperary 315-08. And the near Waterford 118, Adair Limerick 12. In Ulster, GAOTHDOBHAR, that's definitely Gaelic, Donegal 311, Carrigan Antrim 113, Coleraine Derry 211, Castle Rehan Cavan 11, Scotstown Monaghan 13, Burren Down 10. Galway Senior Football Championship final replay, Corrifin 1-8, Mount Bellew Moylaw 5. Must have been bad weather today, some of the very small low scores. Okay, Munster Club Senior Hurling Championship, Ballygunner Waterford 226, Ballyee Clare 223 after extra time. Napiercig, Limerick 322, Clonalty, Rossmore, Tipperary 13. Leinster Club Senior Hurling Championship, Neve Anna, Waterford 318, Camross, Leash 216, Cool Derry, Offaly 122, Mount Leinster Rangers, Carlow 116. Okay, that's the sports results from Ireland. So all the clubs are now involved in All Ireland Championships, and I think the final is played on St Patrick's Day, so it'll be going on, more games going on as the year goes by, and we'll try and get them for you here. Okay, so there's the sports results. I don't know if there's any more games played in Ireland, but that's what we have. So we'll go on to some more music, and we have to watch now that we don't put on too long one, because we're coming up to the time when we have to do our announcements. And you are tuned to radio station WGXC. Let's see what we're going to do with this one here. I'm watching the clock. So we'll play this one. It's called The Flight of the Earls by the Dublin City Ramblers.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, you boys and girls, another bloody flight of earls. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join MacAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision, we've got education too, but
but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. And the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday. We just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times it's you, we've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the kiss and the rain. Oh, switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves North Wall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here.